There's a personal reason why I left Nottingham. My wife became pregnant, and I decided I should get a proper job. My daughter, in fact, is 25 years old today. But there was another reason, and that is that Echoplanar is a wonderful technique, but it was still producing quite low-resolution images. And I was concerned that that might be the sum, where it finished. And I really saw the opportunity to contribute to the localization of spectroscopy, which was all happening in Oxford University and at a small company in Oxfordshire. And so I decided to go to Abingdon and use my imaging principles in order to improve NMR spectroscopy of metabolites in the body. Previously, the Professor Rada and others had been using the coil itself to localize the signal, essentially. The coil, they'd use surface coils, they put the surface coils over the tissue that they were interested in. And they did precious little else, really, to try to localize the signal. There was a technique called topical magnetic resonance, which is profiling the magnetic field, trying to localize the signal a bit more accurately. But I always had the feeling that magnetic field gradients could be used much more effectively to define the area that you're interested in, and in fact to move it around the body without having to move any of the coils or anything. So I really saw there were some imaging principles that were going to have a major impact. And in fact, ISIS was one of the techniques that was good for phosphorus spectroscopy, for looking at phosphorus metabolites in the body, phosphocreatine, ATP, inorganic phosphate. And the other technique that I developed was later called PRESS by General Electric, but it's basically I published the technique first, and that's very good for proton spectroscopy, looking at hydrogen in metabolites such as lactate, choline and creatine. What was nice about ISIS is that you imposed your spatial information, you selected a cube, by using pre-pulses. These are pulses that applied before the 90-degree pulse. And you invert set planes at the intersection of these inverted planes. You've then formed a volume, a cubic-like volume, that you can interrogate with a 90-degree pulse. And that's why you can read the signal out immediately after the 90-degree pulse, and there's no T2 waiting. So short nuclei with a short T2, such as phosphorus, are particularly suited to localization via the ISIS technique. I did collaborate with a number of the people in the Oxford group, although they were less keen on my localization techniques, since they developed a few of their own. But nevertheless, there was no doubt that we worked together on many occasions.